Blog Talk Radio.
Radio for the timeline today is coming up on my calendar here. It just blinked out on me. Today is January 23rd of the year 2016. Okay, we just had a few blips on the screen, but it looks like we're steady again. A couple announcements first. We have going on a contest at the Groomer Talk message board at peckgroomer.com. You can win $200 cash or a Metro Master Blaster HV dryer. It's real fun, easy to play. We post trivia questions. Some are pretty tricky. Some are not so hard. Some are pictures. All kinds. Everyone has a lot of fun with these. You answer the trivia questions. Even if you're wrong, you still get a ticket in the drawing. Of course, if you answer right, you get bonus tickets. Why don't you come? We've had about 4,000 views already, the questions. We're going to have quite a few more questions coming up. In fact, some after this show today will be posted. And it's just a lot of fun. So check it out. Just go to petgroomer.com and click the Groomer Talk community. You can't miss it. It's on the board. It gives you all the instructions how to play and who win. We are going to have some additional contest coming up, and the big annual Rags to Riches contest, I believe we have an approximate starting date where you can start sending in your entries. I think it's late February. We got the final details coming, I believe, this week, and you can win thousands of dollars in cash and products. It's the biggest online photo, before and after photo grooming contest that is out there. For groomers, I believe this is the seventh year that we've done this. Again, this year, we do have celebrity judges that will pick the top 10, but you, the groomers, are going to once again be picking the actual winners. That went over really well last year, and we hope that you will enter and check out the details. Hopefully, by the end of this coming week, we should have everything posted. If not, it'll be shortly thereafter. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have Jeff Andrews. He's with Northern Tail Sharpening. Jeff writes a lot of articles, which he posts at his website. He puts them in also PetGroomer.com magazine. He's going to be with us here on the radio, same time, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's tomorrow, Sunday, January 24. And he'll be taking your questions, too. He's got a plethora of answers out there, and in particular, he's going to be talking about the fur zone clippers that have generated some interest. So we'll hear from an expert like Jeff. What is it he wants to tell us about the fur zone clippers? That should be interesting. You're welcome to call in. Today, for those of you that have phoned in live, I see you coming in on the board here for the radio show. At any time during the radio show, if you have a question for our guest, which will be Mitzi Hicks, who I'll introduce next, you just press 1 on your keypad. What happens? It sends me a little hand comes up so I know that you have a question for our guest. And just wait. We will, at the appropriate moment, we will open your line and let you talk with our guest. At the end, if you can remember, we'll try to remind you, after your question is answered, press 1 again, and that lowers your hand, and that keeps things in tidy order here on the show board. So today we have returning with us a popular guest, longtime supporter of PetGroomer.com, major member, just like my family has over 50 years in the industry, so does Mitzi Hicks. She's a national certified master groomer and president of Golden Paws. She and her sister Rayanne Morgan have owned and operated salons, mobile units, and pet styling schools. They've even written a proprietary home study. So we're going to talk a little bit about everything they've done today. Golden Paws itself is a unique, innovative, step-by-step instructional program created, tested, and proven, and with training for over five decades. The system is presented as both an on-site school and distance learning, what we would also call home study program. Mitzi will tell you about the many Golden Paw schools that are out there as well. So if you've ever thought of opening a school, Mitzi's got invaluable information. Let me try to get Mitzi on the line here. I can see she's been holding here. Let's open this up. Hello, Mitzi, is this you?
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. I bet you've been busy as usual.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Very, very. Thank you for having me. I feel great to be back on the show.
It is. I'm glad you're back here. You always have such great information with what's going on the instructional side. So tell us a little bit. You missed out on the big East storm. We have a lot of people I know, some are hung up because of the Eastern storm, but down in Texas, you're out of the way of that storm, right?
Yes. I do not think I could handle that. Oh, gosh. We get the big heat, but all that snow and the traffic, and I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah. Well, Mitzi, let's get right into this, and let me start by giving people a little bit when we say the Golden Paws method, the Golden Paws program, and all. Give us a take on how did the Golden Paws program come around?
Well, I love telling this story because how it came about was my mom in 1967, she learned quality show styling skills from a salon owner who was a show groomer. She showed poodles and stuff, but her method of training was groom it till it looks good. So whenever my mom would take her a dog and say, is this okay? And she's like, groom it till it looks good. That was the method. And so like most other salon owners, my mom opened her own business and she could not hire anybody she just couldn't find a groomer, and she tried to train them and then they leave or they wouldn't work out. So she thought she'd open a school, and she decided she needed to come up with a better method than groom it till it looks good. So she did. She just started literally recreating each and every step of the grooming process and putting a lot of black and white in a very gray area. Dog grooming, high quality dog grooming can be very complicated to get across to another person. There's a difference between knowing it and relating it to someone in a fashion where they can understand. They don't take the instructor with them, so they really need those materials because, 8 weeks, 3 months, even 4 months, if they go to school somewhere, they're not going to remember words. They'll remember and grow with the words on paper, material, DVDs. So it really needs to be a full fleshed out program. And my mom started it back then and created the method. The method is how we relate the material, or how the student gets the material, and how we develop the student's skills to a high quality and how students can take that material with them and grow with it and take the black and white steps so it makes sense and they can groom all breeds, any pet design, take in dogs, know the safety, know the, you know, humane control positions and just know ethics and professionalism. And we try to impart that to our students also. So that's it. And then over the next, you know, five decades, I'm sorry, I haven't had actually 5 decades of experience, but I count my mom in there too, you know. She's that's not combined experience, but she's, my mom is like, I don't know. I look at this program sometimes and I think she was like a pet grooming teaching savant. Sorry, it's a long answer for that question, but
no, that's okay.
That's
you know, when you consider how much she's done and then you have taken it further, that's a lot to answer. it's a lot of years of experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say yes. I did. When we sat down to write the book, our Golden Paws complete guide to dog grooming, and then also do the videos and all that stuff, the videos that we have, they work in conjunction with the chapters in the book, so it's all synergistic, attuned, and the student gets, you know, just basically step by step by step. In our book, there's over 600 pages with thousands of pictures and illustrations. We took those pictures with 4 different main breed types with the 4 different main coats, which represent all the other most 90% of the coats out there. This one class isn't represented, and that's the rough coat, but all the skills, all the coats, the different hair coats, and all the other information, and literally took every single step picture with the blades, the clippers, the scissors, and everything you could possibly think of in grooming, everything picture. And if you, in 4 days we did that, I at the end of those 4 days I've got pictures where me and the photographer looked like we were pretty worn out.
So for our listeners, to make it really clear, Golden Paws Mitzi offers not only just this method in one format. There are Golden Paw schools. She's going to tell you a bit more about those ahead. Or if for any reason you can't attend an online, you can do the home study program. So Golden Paws really helps both of you out there, the ones that want to go to on-site and the ones that are looking for a home study. Golden Paws is answering the call either way for you. And they've got, who else has as many locations around the U.S. as Golden Paws? It's pretty remarkable how you've come to fill that need on such a national level with so many different and growing opportunities. Now, tell us a little bit now. I'm a groomer. I have a salon. I would like to perhaps expand as a school. What can Golden Paws do for me, and what's the benefits of using Golden Paws to do my school?
Yes, that's where I started this. I was sitting outside one day outside of my school salon, and I just thought, I've seen firsthand because my mom, over the years with my mom opening different schools and salons, and then I started on my own, and just, it was an awesome business. You know, the grooming kind of pays, your grooming salon is like pays for you to have a job, but the school is just so much more financially and personally. The benefits are incredible. And I was just sitting there just listening to happy students and thinking, you know, what a blessing that school, the school really is, and how well it runs and how good the students do. And they're grooming with the client's dogs because it's such a step-by-step program in a couple of weeks, and they're doing well. They don't make any more mistakes really than a professional if it's taught the way it's as it's designed. And our licensees do that. They're a really good group. But if somebody, I see people, they call and they want to get the information, and it's so funny. It kind of is parallel to their actual students, or students who call, to potential students who call to inquire about the school. You're going to have a wide range of people. You're going to have some people that, you know, they are just inquiring. Some people, for whatever reason, they want the skills. Like, they want to be a pet groomer, or they want to open a school, but they don't want to take the steps to do it. If somebody was to open a school on their own, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, think about it. You have to come up with a program. I mean, there's just from advertising to speaking on the phone to financials to the state paperwork to instructing. And we have a forms and procedures book for the Golden Post licensees that's probably like 4 inches thick. And then a lot more goes on their computer, and it's got everything. It's got everything. Everything that was developed over the last 5 decades of us running a school, because whenever we encountered a problem or a misstep or whatever it was, we corrected it and put in place. My mom was big on paperwork too, so I guess we are too. But it was good. It was good because I thought, you know, this is so beneficial. It's a win-win-win. I love win-wins. It's a win for the student. They get to achieve their dreams and goals. It's a win for the pet, the students are being taught how to handle the pets, how to be professional and ethical and have the grooming skills to make those pets look as good as they can. And it's a win for the clients because their pets are in good hands. And it's really a win for the school owner, because that's what gives you a life. That really does. It unchains you from your grooming table, gives you the chance to run your business, gives you opportunities to hire out of your school, and you're not having to train someone, pay them for your time, and not have any control over what they do. And You take back you get your power back. It's really a synergistic fit for a salon owner. But not everybody, of course. Not everybody, just like not everybody wants to learn pet grooming. And you've got to be sincere in your desire to pass on your knowledge or pass on to instruct. My first licensee did not know how to groom, but she was a very good businesswoman, and she hired an experienced instructor who followed the Golden Paws program, and it worked out great. But for state licensing purposes, they got to meet the requirements, and there's a certain amount of experience and everything else. And then, of course, there's always a cost of something, and it cracks me up sometimes when students call and they'll ask how much the training is, whether on-site or the long distance. And when I tell them, they're just, oh, that's too much. Well, no, it's not really, because with this prayer, you will never go hungry. You will always be in demand. You will always be able to take care of yourself. You can put yourself through college like I did. You don't have to work at a Walmart. You can make more money in a shorter period of time. You can do whatever you want to do with it. That's the exciting thing about this prayer. You can do anything you want to do with it. I think you just need to be ethical, professional, love pets, have patience, and just enjoy it. But for a school owner, I cannot. For the right school owner who's interested in that, and it's awfully nice if an old English sheepdog comes in that needs to be matting or labradoodle and say, "Hey, you need to learn dematting. Here you go." After, you know, 20 years of grooming or something, you know, you're just like, "Oh, thank you, yes." And by virtue of them having to do it, the students having to learn, it saves you physically. You know, after a certain period of time, you really want to kind of take a break on the body.
That is one of the best features of this. It is a way to stay in the industry that you love, and it's less laborious on the body. You have a lot of supervision to do and tracking student progress and all of that. But that can be very enjoyable, but it isn't wearing you out in the same way of the physical side of grooming after 20, 30 years or however long that it's been. So it's a great way to stay in the industry. And I certainly look forward to seeing more and more schools. And the way things are looking, you know, we have this Pet Groomers and Stylists Alliance. We may see more and more mandatory licensing of groomers coming around. And so the outlook for schools is actually great. I think in the next few years we're going to need a lot more schools than we have today.
Yes. Oh, gosh, absolutely. I have noticed. And it started, there's always an uptick in January. You know, new year, new start, you know, going to do something new. But I noticed that it began actually about 4 or 5 months ago. I don't know, maybe you had something to do, petgroomer.com has something to do with it. Because I always notice when we all, the licensees, we have banners on your site and stuff, and I think your site's awesome. It's very, very beneficial advertising, and those are things that you need to recognize, you know, as a school owner, and that we can help you with our experience. I mean, we've tried every form of advertising. We know it all. We've been there, done that, but we offer assistance. You know, we don't. Anyways. Yes, it started about 4 months, which is kind of strange, even through the holidays. There was a big uptick in going into 2016. 2016 was a much better uptick than the previous years. You know, people call me looking for a school near them, and I try to tell them, there's not a school always near them, but it's very important that they seek out the best education that they can, obviously. I mean, we were talking about your career, and you're talking about something that's not licensed or regulated. You really need to look at, you know, the school's program. You need to sit in on a class. You need to see their finished product, what they're teaching, how much time are they giving the students in the styling phase. So that's really where the students need to be spending their time. And because it's a lot of work, you know, for the instructor to teach correctly, and they don't mind doing it. They're always there for the student, but the student also has to show up too. So, I think 2016 it just made me scratch my head. I really don't know why this year seems to be better than the previous years. Maybe I think a lot of people are looking for satisfaction now. A lot of people are looking to fulfill their dreams. A lot of people want more freedom in their life. A lot of people just don't want to be in that corporate world, or they're just really not thinking about going to college. They're looking around, seeing what, you know, a lot of college kids, they come out with a big debt. I know I did. And I went back and opened a salon and, you know, so I don't know. I think that's it. I think people are looking for personal fulfillment. I guess if I had any advice, you know, just go for it. You really need to go for it.
I think we try to keep getting the word out that, you know, that people will talk about. I think one of the best buys in America is going to school to be a groomer. If that's what they want to do, we're not convincing them to be a groomer. But it's a best buy. You can go to college and spend tens of thousands of dollars, and a pet groomer with some motivation will probably end up making more year than these people that have spent that money. And to think that you can go to school for 300 hours and have your start is done. It's certainly a career start, but you'll have the basics and you can go on. In fact, I have veterinarians, for example, that call me and say, you know, I hired a recent graduate of veterinary college, and I'm going to be paying more to my groomer than I am to them. Until that veterinarian graduate gets more experience and all. And I go, well, that's just the way that it is. So I think more and more people are going to see the value, if it's appropriate to them to be a groomer, that it's a very reasonable cost to become a pet groomer in today's world. It's always been that way, but I think the word is finally really hitting. The more and more we hear about such incredible billions and in student debt and all, and I look around, I go, do you realize how reasonable it really is, that tuition to go to grooming school? It's so worth it. And then just do your continuing education from that point on. So you've made it. I know your schools are very reasonably priced, what they're charging. I look at those things. And then you have backup, the distance learning program that will help even graduates to keep education around. And then they can find other sources of continuing education by going to shows. What a bargain compared to spending $50,000 or more on college. You know, it's an amazing career opportunity.
Oh, yes. I can't not stress it enough. Yeah. That's happened to me before. I've worked at a couple of vets, and I've had the manager of the veterinarian clinic come to me and say, try to keep what you make a secret. Of course, I never talk about what I make, but, you know, they really did not want to have those vets that they had hired out of college, who came out of college with, I don't know, vets come out of college with a huge debt, and because they're paying them, they have to pay them less, because to have skills in pet grooming, when you show up and you get, you know, give 100%, you're just in demand, huge. That's the biggest problem for salon owners. We get all of the schools, all the goals. Well, the schools are independently owned and operated, and they license the Golden Paws program to teach and all that other stuff that I talked about. But, this career is for those that want to be pet groomers. It's very exciting, and I think for those people that have thought about adding a school, those salon owners, or even if they have someone that, you know, trusted person who works with them that does the other part. And the school, and they're, you know, sitting on the fence, well, how do I do this? Do I do it? Do I not do it? You just have to do it. You have to go for it. You have to follow what's in your gut. You know, everything takes work, but with the Golden Pause assistance, the Golden Pause program, the experience, and we're very sincere, very passionate about training and the pet and clients and our licensees, and we are always here, always, you know. It's pretty neat. I love it because I have students even that call me 10, 15 years later if they see my name, and they'll just call me and say, thank you for my career. Thank you for, you know, doing this. And I'm just, and then I have licensees now, and they call me and they, you know, if they need some advice or how to maybe to handle a situation, and they can call me because I've already done that. I've already dealt with that. So I can help them overcome something very quickly. And it's a very, very nice feeling. It's just I just like it. It's just kind of full circle kind of thing, and it's really nice.
Something similar happens to me. Because in the very, very beginning, after my mother wrote her book on the business side, we started doing some workshops, and it was really, really rewarding to go down sometimes and take the workshop to a school and to work with these career seekers. They're so excited. They want to learn everything they can. And then, like you said, you see them bud and grow, and then you meet them later on, and to see that they took your assistance, and they're just so happy with where they're at, and we make that possible for them. I cannot tell people if that really, really turns you on. It's a wonderful thing to own a school, a career school, probably of any kind, but we're talking pets here, because they get the joy of working with the pets on top of that, of the joy of helping people to do what they love. It couldn't be more rewarding experience. And it's so fun, like you said, to run into them later and to see what they've gone. How far did they take it? You know, because some people don't realize getting into this industry, you can take this. If you just want to be an employee and work your hours, you can do that. If you want to become self-employed, work just by yourself, you can do that. If you want to just have a bather work with you, you can do that. If you want to grow a big business, you can do that. What? How many other industries allow you to have so many options? It's an amazing career. So
it is. And your mother, you kind of parallel.
You have
a lot of the same experiences I've had, because I've talked to your mom, and she was so awesome. She reminded me of my mom so much. My mom's got this magical spell on people. Once they meet her, I'm just out. It's so funny. And your mom is so, but she reminded me so much of that. Not that it's up to you, but we provide the tools for success. That's what I tell the students and the licensees. We're here to provide you the tools for success. You take it, you run with it. We're here to assist you in any way we can. And yeah, it is very, very rewarding. I think I really do think we impact the industry, we impact people's lives, we impact pets' lives, we impact our lives. We're better people for it, you know, for giving, for instructing, for Man, it's just, I love it. I love it.
I want to go back, since we're talking a little bit about the past and mothers. Even before you actually started licensing the schools, we did consultation just on the management side of businesses based on the book. And we had someone come along that we knew that wanted to do a school. And we had never helped someone do a school yet, but the work of setting one up in her state, which was a very regulated state, it was daunting. And we actually walked her through the process, much what you do now, in a different way. We didn't license and all that. And I've never done one since. We have too many other paths that we're following. But it was a lot of work. And what's great about the golden pause is because people call me even now and say, I'm thinking of opening a school. And, I go, well, you got to talk to Golden Paws. I really can't recommend many other. There just aren't that many consultants. I mean, you can count on one hand that are doing this, and you have by far the most complete. So anyone out there, I do suggest, don't be scared about, and it does depend. Some states have more requirements than others. But it took us about 9 months for this one because it was a very litigious state at that time. But you've done remarkable to make it easy, so people should talk with you, because it's nice, because you'll take them not only with the written materials, but you're just a phone call away. And you even go on site to the schools, right, during the process of setting them up?
Yes. Four days of very intensive going through everything. We go through everything. We do all the training. But yet, just like, the Golden Paws program, they're left with just step-by-step. We set up all their files. Their attendance book, everything. And we also, we teach the problems to profit in our executive business course, our executive styling program, so that they have management skills, and they also have the problems to profit book. And I think that book is a very complimentary book. It's a very great book to have in your business course and how to run a business. And just like it's well laid out in that book, it's what we leave them is very well laid out, and a lot. There's stuff that provides for almost every single situation. Whatever it doesn't provide for, we're there to answer. Yeah.
We are going to have a brand new updated version finally coming out this year, thoroughly, hugely addition. And you know what? It's kind of interesting because you're helping career seekers. When we first wrote the book, it was more for the people already groomers. So we're adding the whole bunch on the early part. What do I do to set up a business? Because that comes up a lot. But yes, finally, it's been a long time coming, but we've done a totally revised, updated, and it's going to be available as an ebook for people. So thank you for the comment on that. Now, I want to take a moment here. Anyone that's on the phone listening, there's about 40-some of you. If you have a question for Mitzi, you can just press 1 on the keypad, and that'll send me a notice. But, Mitzi, I've had some questions come in by email here. So how about if we take a few questions?
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I have Anne from Virginia. And these people will be able to go back and listen to the recording and get their answers. She wanted to know, what do you think is the perfect amount of hours for a student? Instructional hours is what she's talking about.
Well, okay. Well, I think what the perfect amount of hours is basically, it depends on the program. If it's our program, the 300 clock hours, although it pretty much ends up to be more, but what's listed in it is more, I'm sorry, 300, 350, a little bit over hours. That would be my minimum. And it depends, again, on the program. If our students move through really rapidly because of all the material that and the how we've made it black and white so that they can understand it. So, and if you must move. And then it depends on the student, how much they're going and how much they show up to. So, but bottom line, end of that question, I'd say 350, but you're going to need continuing education also, just
okay,
as you said.
Yes, it would apply, sure. I think some people tend to say, school, how can you do this? And so many, every groomer knows there's continuing education required in this field. And isn't it great today that we have more resources for continuing education than, the early days, there wasn't a lot out there for continuing education. Today, they've got it good, anyone coming into this industry. It's pretty amazing what's happened in the last 15 years or so. Someone here's asked, so Anne of Virginia, I think that was your question is answered. I have Edward of Montana, and he wanted to know, how long do you think it takes to do your distance learning course?
Montana! I spent some time there. I lived there for a little while. My mom decided to move us to one blinking red light, 3,000 people in one town. Yes, it was cold there. Yes, it's going to take you anywhere from 6 to 9 months, and you will be grooming about 20 to 30 pets during that time.
So,
and it depends on how much time that you're going to devote to it. It is, the long distance is the same program we teach in school. It's just taught long distance, and we do one-on-one interactions.
Why don't you tell people, how do you do the one-on-one interactions within the distance learning?
At the various intervals where it's really important that I know that you understand the material and that you understand what you're doing, then we will do like whatever people want to call it, Skype, FaceTime, and that way in those sessions generally last over 2 hours, and that way you can see me, I can see you, and it really helps. Really helps one-on-one time.
So it may not be, some people misunderstand, don't realize that they think, home study, I'm basically just there all by myself. But there is actually that interaction time that you get to see their grooming and give them suggestions and critique.
Right. And before we even hit the grooming, we're building your muscles. Muscle memory, how to handle the tools. We have different ways and different formats in which we do that, but we build your muscle memory, we build your knowledge, we give you the safety, golden paws, humane control positions. I mean, we check those with you. We see that you're applying your tools correctly. We look at all those things. And then that way, I used to train horses, so my analogy is, it's like working horses on the long lines on the ground. By the time you do all the groundwork, by the time you get in the saddle, you walk, stop, back up, and more than likely, hopefully, you're not going to get fucked up. But this way, when you do your practical application on the live dog, you're not, because there's a bunch of stuff going on. Someone just can't grab flippers and the pet and just go to town. You've got to really put, you got to have training wheels and then take them off. And then you have confidence. And the dog's not going to get all nervous because you're nervous. And then it just escalates back and forth. And it works really well.
Great. Okay. So, Edward, in Montana, there is your answer. I have another question here from Marcy in California. And she wanted to know, do some people start with the distance learning and then go to school?
No, most people, I thought that was going to happen, but it kind of, sometimes it, I've had people go to schools, not ours. But I've had some people go to schools, and then they come and do, you know, kind of finish up with the long distance program too. It can go both ways. But yes, they could. If they started the long distance, they might be able to finish up at one of the schools.
Okay.
Our schools.
Right. Okay, Marcy in California, there's your answer. I have a question from Alabama, hard to read the name. I believe it's Rennie. Rennie wanted to know I'm a salon owner. How much clientele do I need before I become a school?
Well, I hate this. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, because these answers are so dependent on different factors, but it depends on how many students you're going to teach, and obviously you're going to want to teach at least 4 to 5 students at a time to make it worthwhile your effort. And it's better to teach more students than fewer students. It's much easier with the program. And so you need that space, and if you're going to do that, then you're going to need about 6 to 8 dogs a day, at least. 6 to 8 dogs a day. So if you want to do 600 dogs a month, $500-$600 a month, that would be about at least 2,000. I forgot those figures. 2,000 clientele, you just, you know, figure for average every 8 weeks. You can't average every one of them, but you'd have to knock it down. I'm really good with doing the figures on paper, not in my head.
I agree.
I haven't had that question for a long time.
Sure. So what else do you look for, though? Besides, if someone comes to you, I'm thinking I would like to own a school, Mitzi. What else are you looking? They've got adequate clientele. What else do you look for in a licensee before you license to them to be a school?
We do look at things like, we won't license just anybody. I can tell you that we have stuck with that. We really, really try, because that's our program. We're very proud of it, and we're very sincere and very passionate about it. And I get very upset if students aren't, you know, and dogs and stuff. So I just don't want to put myself in that situation. We really try, but I think that, first of all, your salon is a reflection on you, and if your salon is clean and professional and you treat your employees well, if you have them, and you want to teach, you do want to teach, just like if you were going to be a pet groomer, you would want to groom dogs. You want to have the interaction with them. That's why I said not every person is going to really want to school, because they don't want to be around students. They don't want to teach. And so that's good. Then, you know, don't. But if you do, where was I? What were we talking about?
You're on the right track where I was going. That's what you're looking for.
Ethical, and you want to do this, you want to teach, you realize that it can be trying. Students have different personalities, but they got to deal with you too. And you need to have your business at least more than breaking even, because you're going to have to be paying for, you know, state licensing fees. We assist you with almost all of the state licensing because we're just used to it. We help in that manner to get you up and running. And our average time, and it really depends on if the state has a board meeting that you have to go before, because they set that time, and it's usually like 4 times a year. So it depends on all that timing, but we've done it between a month to 6 months, and it just depends how we hit it. But we're just used to dealing with the state agencies in the different states and their words and their paper requirements and what they want. So they just, any school owner, they need the space. They need the space to teach the students. If they've got other employees, they all have to realize that you're going from a salon, you're adding a school, so it's like raising kids. I think the students almost, they don't miss anything, just like little kids don't. So if you're teaching something, if you're asking them to do something, you want to be doing the same thing. You want to lead by example. Professionalism, clean facility, taking pride in yourself and your business, and having, handling the pet correctly and with compassion.
So do most of the school owners that come to you start out as an instructor and maybe grow further than hire instructors, or do some of them hire instructors and just manage? What's been your experience?
Oh, yes. most of them, they will, about half and half. They have someone else that's going to do the instructing, and they manage. And they do. They start getting they get unchained from the grooming table. They're not so heavily physically into the grooming. It's more like you said, mental instruction. You can still be grooming. Maybe those little special pets you still like to do or requested to do.
So if I become a school, some people will say, oh, don't I have to charge less because I'm a school? So do they lower their fees? Maybe I have to lower my fees because I'm a school now. What do you tell people about their present fees and becoming a school? What's going to happen to them?
Oh, yes. I like the story, too. That just kind of demonstrates, this answer right here demonstrates our experience with and what, you know, maybe how we can help you avoid the pitfalls of starting a business that is very, you need a lot of knowledge on, or else, you're going to make this stuff. It's going to cost you one way or the other. No. We actually tried that. We never lowered our grooming prices for we've had both professional and student grooming. So the client's able to request a professional. If they don't want a student doing their dog, that's fine. We just mark the card and the pets with whoever they request. But most, it's all in how you talk to the client. But we do not lower our prices. We just tell them the pet is getting double love, double care, double attention. The pet comes out looking just like it did if it went to the professional. And we my mom tried that one time, lowering her prices. I think she lowered them. Yeah, she did. $5. $5 a dog. And you know what? All these clientele who had been coming and bringing their dogs and the students were grooming them, we lowered it $5 for the student price. And nobody, not one of our clients, would do that. They felt their dog was getting left. So, no, I would not. No, we charge the same price.
Okay. I have one more. I have one more question. This came in from Lana. She's in Florida. She gave me a little background. Said she started as a mobile groomer, and then she opened a shop, and now she has three groomers, and she's considering, and she still runs her mobile on the side from her managing at this, and she's thinking of becoming a school, and said, what about if I could offer some mobile experience to the students as they progress? She'd like to focus on that. What do you think about that?
I think you can do that, but you have to remember that's pretty labor intensive, you know, because you can't fit, I don't know, one, maybe two people on the van. So your whole time is, you know, going to be spent. It depends. If you just want to add that as like a couple of days to introduce them and go on, but if you do the math, we've had a lot of mobile groomers, only mobile groomers want to do the school. And if you do the math, it just doesn't really work out with one-on-one. But because that's how why most people can't train students, how why apprenticeship doesn't really work, because groomers, salon owners, they're not going to have time to spend with this person to teach them, especially the styling part. That's where all the meat is, and they just are not going to have time. They're going to end up teaching them bathing, prepping, and maybe a little bit of grooming. And so you have to kind of consider those factors. But I think if you added that service to a school, you got students in class, they're learning. They have the opportunity to go out on the mobile. That's awesome. Anytime you can increase your curricula, just like we add problems to profits, some places have kennels, some of our schools that we license, I mean, are programmed to, they have kennels, they have mobile units, and they do the very same thing. So it's kind of additional part of the curriculum. And it's really nice. It's really nice to be able to learn that stuff. Some of them have really nice retail. Some of them have it all.
I agree. I think it's a great idea as some add-on experience. It's kind of like when we got to do a field trip. I could see rather than making it part of the instruction, but they get a field day of experience going out to one groom, perhaps mobile, if they're offering that on the side, and they could just experience it for a day. It would be a nice plus to the curriculum.
Oh, definitely. Anytime you can offer something that somebody wants to learn or they're interested in, most definitely.
Great. Well, we've already hit 1 hour here. What I need you to do is, I want to recap that again, everyone who's listening, because some people, if you've come in on this late, that the Golden Pause has multiple, with so many decades of its history. So what Golden Pause can help you with is for you to make that upgrade from a salon owner to a school owner, and they're going to walk you through that and be there with you. But for our career seekers listening to this program, you have a choice to find schools from Golden Pause that have licensed their methodology that you can learn from. And if you can't attend an online school, Golden Pause offers you distance learning. So you've got really a complete package there, Mitzi. So how would they find out more about this? Where would they go?
They could go to www.goldenpause.com. And if they want to go to school locations, they can click the homepage button and they can look at the different school locations, because there's some schools in some really great areas. And why not pack in a vacation for sightseeing while you're going to school? Well, maybe not a vacation, but you might as well go to school where it's interesting. And then they have all different, like I said, some have kennels, some have mobile, some have retail, some have all, and they have other things. And then if you want to contact me, email me at info@goldenpause.com. You can call me toll free at 888-808-7297, and I get calls of all kinds, and I like to help people any way I can.
That's great. And if you forgot any of that information, just remember Golden Pause is right on the homepage of petgroomer.com. So you'll always get a link there to their main website. So Mitzi, we're at over our hour now. I'm going to have to cut us off here, and perhaps we'll have you on later in the season again and check up with what you're doing in 2016 and see how it's going. As I said, I think this is going to be a remarkable year when we're seeing this alliance setting new standards for operations through PJAC and whatever. If I don't see how that can do anything but not help set an educational basis for, and we're going to see more schools and more home study than ever, rather than people who just one day call themselves a groomer and unfortunately don't get professional training. So I want to thank you for helping our industry have more professional training available, whether it's on-site or whether it's just this learning. You're doing a great thing for the industry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, we definitely need more schools. So anybody that's listening is salon owners, we need more good quality education out there. I get so many calls from everywhere. So, thank you, Stephen, very much
You're
for
welcome.
Having me. You
You're
have
welcome.
A wonderful day.
All
wonderful
right. Thanks,
weekend.
Sir. Okay. And say hello to Ryan soon. For me. All right. Thank you very much.
I will.
Okay. Good. And I want to just say to everyone out there, remember, tomorrow we have, if you're going to listen live, we have Jeff Andrews answering anything to do with sharpening, repair, and any kind of questions. You have a remarkable opportunity to have one-on-one with a guy that knows about everything. I'm telling you, he's just a vast basis of knowledge. And we do have some upcoming shows as well. Jody Murphy's going to be on, a world champion groomer. She'll answer your questions. We're going to look at pet first aid and care a lot in March with Mario Quendo. So lots more shows coming up. The schedule's not even complete yet. I'm getting more confirmations in. So this will be our busiest Groomer Talk Radio season ever in 2016. So keep on checking with us. See petgroomer.com. It'll lead you to everything we offer. And, hey, maybe come in and play through Valentine's Day, the contest to win a Master Blaster by Metro. HV dryer, wonderful machine, or you can opt out for some cash. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.